Listen, I've asked Stephen Cook to read the scripture for me tonight, and he's going to read from Genesis chapter 9, verses 11 to 17. So, Stephen, you go.
Thank you. Genesis 9, 11 through 17. I established my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you, and every living creature is with you, for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you, and every living creature, all flesh, and the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature, all flesh, that is on the earth. God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth.
Thank you, Stephen. Let's pray. Father, we would ask that you and you alone would teach us right now, not just by the words that are spoken up front here, but also by what's said by each other. Challenge us. Challenge us to be more faithful servants. Challenge us to be very aware of the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. Challenge us, Father, to very intentionally and deliberately live for you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay, there are many points to be made from this. I'm going to go through it very quickly. I've got two, actually. It's very simple. But there are many applicational points. You read this scripture about the rainbow and whoop-de-doo. I mean, what has that got to do with me? That happened thousands of years ago. And when you read a passage like we did this week in our community groups, we learn some things about what took place historically, but we also, because of the Holy Spirit, have applicational points to our lives. God actually speaks through His Word to us. So before I take a minute or two and look at two points that have struck me for the past 2 weeks as I started diving into this, I want to hear from you. Just quickly give me an applicational point from this scripture. How does this scripture, what scripture here, applies to me today? It's a little bit more difficult. Anybody got one? Put your hand up and I'll call on you. You guys can't see this hand, but it's over here. Frank, go ahead. Well, okay. Did everybody hear what Fran said? No, he didn't. Fran said that God made a promise to every man and to the earth that he wouldn't destroy it by a flood again. He's kept that promise, and because he's kept that promise, it's indicative of the fact that he keeps his promises to us. With that, I would say let's close in prayer because he just nailed everything I was going to say. I got more, though. Come on, anybody else? What other applicational point would I make from this? Now it's tougher, isn't it? Jim?
God's not going to judge the earth this way he's done by wiping everybody out. He's starting a new system.
Okay, God is not going to wipe the earth out and judge everybody at one time. He's starting a new system, which holds through the rest of the scripture. Thanks for noticing that. That's good. Give me another application point for me. Help me out with this. David?
The doctor of the storm clouds. The worse the storm, the brighter the rainbow.
Wow, you could work for Hallmark when you're done with that doctor career. let me get this right. The worse the clouds, the brighter the rainbow. Yeah. Everybody just put your heads back for a moment. Oh yeah, I'm getting that. That's good. That's good. That really is good. Thank you very much. Excellent. Another observation that applies to me. Okay. Oh, Jerry.
Yeah, this might sound a little bit geeky and scientific, but it shows me that we are all a lot more closely related than we think we are, because every person on this planet has DNA that Noah had. So we are all directly related to Noah.
Okay.
One person.
Here's a line back to one person, one man, one family. And that is Noah. And then after that, back to Adam and Eve. You know, I'm going to cheat on you a little bit tonight. I went back a little further than this. In fact, at the very beginning of your community group text, back, you go back to chapter 9, verse 1, God says to them to be fruitful and multiply. And everybody in the world, this is my first point, everybody in the world looks at that and goes, I get that. That means go multiply and go multiply. Get out of here and go have kids and have more kids and more kids. And multiply does mean that. But the word that's before that is the word fruitful. Boy, I want you to get this. Stephen, you and I worked hard on the Flourish, the Made to Flourish program a few years ago, on the fact that your work matters to God. Stephen Cook worked with me on that. Listen carefully to this, all right? This word flourish, this word fruitful, same word, flourish. Fruitful in the Hebrew means this, to be productive. God is saying be productive, to be beneficial to others, to be profitable, to work to produce, to blossom, to grow, to make a difference. That be fruitful and multiply is just not go out and have kids and go out and have kids and be multiply and multiply. He does say that. But before that, he says, be fruitful. Flourish out there. Make a difference. And I was just blown away by that because we miss that meaning in this text all the time from Genesis chapter 9. The second thing I wanted you to see, Fran, is in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 20, talk about the fact that God has revealed himself to all of mankind. They're without excuse because God has made himself plain to them through creation. They can see what he has done. You don't believe it? Look out the window. God has done all that. It didn't just happen. That's fantastic. In fact, verse 19 of Romans chapter 1 says this, for what can be known about God is plain to them because God has showed it to them. And then I come back to something that's made very plain to all of us. And it's right here in verses 11 to 17. The fact that God says this in Genesis chapter 9, especially in verse 13, God says, I have set my bow, my rainbow in the cloud. It shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And in the next verse, God said that when this takes place and when he brings clouds over the earth and a rainbow is seen, he will remember the promise that he made to me. It's a sign. You'll see it too. But I'm going to see it. And when I see it, it's going to make me remember that I made this promise to you. Now you might say, what's the big deal? Let me take, for those of you who are not into science and are not into going geeky like my friend over here, then you can take a nap right now for 1 minute. But let me do this so I can get this off my chest. A lot of the scholars and the scientists say that before Noah, the earth was completely surrounded by a vapor layer. You got to go geeky if you want to understand this. And it was a heavy, heavy cloud deck. And they had never really seen sunshine before, but they had seen light. It's the reason, one of the reasons they were living so long, was the fact that ultraviolet light never got to them. And so they never aged like everybody else was going to age. They were kind of protected. And that's all they ever saw today. All they ever saw was this heavy cloud cover. They never saw what we see. The flood takes place. Oh, God causes all that water vapor from the ground up and also from the sky down to come down and flood the earth. We read that as we read the flood account. And then this, when Noah's boat comes to a halt and on dry land and they walk outside, many people would say this is the first time they looked out and saw the clear sky and saw a passing cloud. And it was at this time that a rainbow appears. And God says, you see that? You've never seen one of those before. But when you see one of these in the sky, it's going to be a reminder to you and a reminder to me of the promise I made. It's going to be a sign. The other word is a notice that there's an agreement between us. I'm going to do all the work, but it's an agreement between us. The agreement is very simple. I'm not going to destroy the earth like this again. So I ask you this. I see, what do you think about it? I see maybe D. I go outside to look at rainbows. Don't tell them that, but I do. Because I know that around our house, when I look out the one window, and we've just had a shower, and when I look out the one window and the sun is getting low in the sky, I know I can go outside, and I do. and I know I can turn my back to the sun and look, and almost every single time there's a rainbow. And I'm like living with a five-year-old boy because I run in the house and I say, Denny, there's a rainbow! You gotta come see this! So she deserves a lot of credit because she trundles out. I can see it in her face, like, okay, I'm gonna see the 40th rainbow of the month, here I go. And she goes out and takes a look at the rainbow, goes, yeah, Michael, that's right, that's a rainbow. Am I lying? Is that how it works? Yeah, I know. How many rainbows do you see? I've seen probably half a dozen this summer. I'm thinking by the end of the year, maybe another one or two. I'm thinking every year I must average between 8 to 10, could be 12. Some years I do a lot better than that. You get the idea, right? And the fact is this. What do you think of when you see the rainbow? Well, you can go like this and say, oh, I know what that is. I know what causes that. Light prisms through droplets of water and makes the rainbow as the light prisms. And that's exactly right. But the fact of the matter is, when the first one took place, God said, hey, Noah, I did that. And it's going to be in the sky. It's going to happen all over the earth. And it's a remembrance that I made a promise to you. Remember me. It's a sign. So next time you see a rainbow, just don't go, oh, look how pretty that is. I guarantee it is. But then go the next step with me, would you? And say this, you know what? God said he was going to put that in the sky. And understand how it takes place. But God put this in the sky as a remembrance as to what he promised me. Hold it. Promised me, promised the animals, and promised the earth. And the truth of the matter is this. It's a sign that when God gives his word, he keeps it. That God keeps his promises. His promises that are made to me. And you know why that's so important? In a minute you're going to help me with this. You know why it's so important that he keeps his promises to me? Because my whole blessed, flimsy life, my whole frail life that's coming to an end, just like yours, in a matter of whenever, my life is holding on to the promises that he's made to me. That's all I got. And I don't care if you save $5 in your bank account. I don't care if you got your house looking the way you want. The reality is that I am hanging my life on his very words that he promised to me. That's all I got. That's all you need. And when I see the rainbow, here's what I think. Hey, Dee, come on out. You got to see this. But then I think this. God put that there because he made a promise to me that he would keep his word. It's one of the many signs and notices that he's given me to tell me that he keeps his word. So let me ask you this. Is there anything you're hanging on right now? What promise of God means an awful lot to you that you're hanging on? What promise made in his word are you hanging on to right now that you're banking on right now? Maybe just like me. Put your hand up, I'll point at you, just yell it out. What promise are you hanging on from God? Go ahead. What comes to mind? Real quick, what promise? Yes, sir, Martin.
You'll be resurrected.
That you'll be resurrected. I'm hanging on that one too. Come on, let's do it, Ann.
We don't have to face God's judgment.
That we don't have to face God's judgment. Yeah, here's the, you know I got a gift of sarcasm. Maybe you know that. It's a spiritual gift. All right? I can't deny that. Here's my gift of sarcasm. Okay, God makes a promise not to destroy the earth with water. And I go, well, whoop de doo. Did you see what's coming next?
Earth, wind, fire.
Okay, that's right. More than just a band, baby. Okay? What's coming next is horrible. Horrible, making water look like a picnic. Bob, what are you hanging on?
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just.
Got it. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You better believe it. Jim.
He is with us always, to the end of the age.
Amen. He's with me always. Times are good, he's with me. Times are not so good, he's with me. Times really stinking, you know when those times hit? He's really with me. Promise never leave me or forsake me. Come on, what's another one? So I got David.
not only does he forgive our sins, but he promises to remember them no more.
Ooh, yeah. Forgive me my sins. He has promised that, and he won't remember them anymore. That we could spend the next hour and a half talking about the implication of what that means. Got another one. Let's have it. Another one. Yes. He's always on the throne. Very good. No matter what's going on, he's always on the throne. Keep that in mind this election. Okay? No matter what takes place from now to then and then after. Okay, remember, he's on the throne, and being on the throne means he's in control. Okay, hand, David.
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Nothing can separate us from the love of God. David, we're going to be pretty good friends. There are forces out there that want to separate me from the love of God. And they're evil. And they're mean. And they're powerful. But the scripture promises me that nothing, nothing can separate me from him. And that's deep in me. Annette.
A bruised reed he will not break.
A bruised reed he will not break. Wow. And coming from you, that is pretty special. A lot of us in this room are praying for you. That's really pretty cool. Great observation. Thank you. Another one? Yes, over here. God is the provider, which means I have need, and he provides. Wow. Okay. Great. Remember these, all right? What are the promises from God you're hanging on to? Is that it? Have we exhausted the list?
Yes. He loves us.
He loves us. Yeah, you know. He loves us. And we blow by that all the time. Like, what's the big deal? That is a big deal. That might be the biggest deal. He loves us. Unconditionally. Comb your hair? He loves you. Don't comb your hair? He loves you. Grow some hair? He loves you. Not so much? He still loves you. Okay, good. We're on a pattern here. I like it. Anything else? Let's share a little bit more if you got it. Okay? Okay, we got it. Okay, good. Then we are. Let's keep that in mind and remember the fact that the promises that God has given to us are not going to change. And when you see the rainbow, remember intentionally, that means that God keeps his word. That means that God keeps his word because I, for one, am hanging on the word of God. Let me do two things right now as we bring this to a close. First, I'm going to pray. And then I want to make an announcement of some kind that's going to involve a number of you here. And then we're going to sing. And then Jim Reed is going to commission us out to fellowship week, where a lot of cool stuff has been taking place. And he's going to pray for us that the efforts that take place over the next week or so continue to be dynamic for the kingdom. So let me pray. Father, we do thank you that maybe even today we'll see a rainbow. That would be so cool tonight to be going home and see a rainbow. And once again, remember the fact that you are the God who keeps his word. You give promises, you keep them. You give your word, you keep them. And Father, we surely are banking on that. And we trust you in all those situations. For it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.